Good morning and welcome to day 13 of our daily Lenten videos. On the theme of God's story, our story, following along with our daily Lenten devotions. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And today I stand at the doorway to our narthex that leads into our church building. And one of the reasons I'm standing here is I want to bring our attention to, we've got an automatic door opener. We've got a sign here that says we have hearing assistance available. Signs, hopefully, to our community that if they have a need, a special need, that we are doing our best to try and accommodate and take care of those needs when people come, and especially when they come to gather in worship. Our story that we read this morning is sandwiched within the story that we began yesterday, the healing of Jairus' daughter. And while Jesus was beginning to make his way to Jairus' home, he encounters, or was encountered by, the hemorrhaging woman who touched the hem of his cloak. And Jesus provided healing for her. And our reflection talks about, the desperation that this woman must have had, and having been hemorrhaging for 12 years, she would have been unclean. She wouldn't have been a part of the community. She would have been seen as other with this great need. And yet she was so bold in her need and her desire for healing that she came to Jesus. She approached Jesus humbly, not even face to face as Jairus did, but humbly nonetheless, just knowing that he would have the power to heal her. I don't know what it's like to be a hemorrhaging woman. I got to be honest with you. It's not something I've experienced, the hemorrhaging or being a woman. But I know what it's like to try to be empathetic and think of the concerns and needs of others. I recently watched the documentary on Christopher Reeve's life, but especially his life after his accident, where he was paralyzed from the neck down, and I was struck by not only Christopher's courage, but by the way he used his celebrity from before the accident to call awareness to folks about what it's like to be paralyzed, what it's like to be disabled, what are the needs of the disabled, and helping bring those to light and no longer hiding them as often they had been hidden or at least pushed off to the side. While my father was sick and losing his mobility, I was struck by the things I had never noticed before in trying to help him get to and from certain places, in and out of the car, in and out of businesses, in and out of doors that did or didn't have automatic openers. And I was struck by how generous and kind and thoughtful people were as they have kept doors open, as they could see a need and helped, tried to help step in to meet that need. Even though they may not know what it's like to be a person with mobility challenges. And I was also struck by my father's, his gratitude, his never imposing or assuming, his not wanting to hold anybody else up, but then when they were did offer him help, he always thanked them. What is it like to be the person who's in need of healing? Can we imagine that? Do we need to imagine it before we become a part of helping or assisting them or seeing them, I think is the question to ponder today. I'm also wondering, as you've been reading and hearing other stories in your small groups, how those are impacting how you think about your own story, and as you see people and encounter them, wondering what their stories might be as well. God's story, our story, seeing God's story in each other's stories as well is my encouragement to you on this Wednesday, when this isn't a hump day, but during this video, hopefully some things to consider as we make our way halfway through this week. Thanks for spending a little time with me on this Wednesday, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 14 of our daily videos. Take care.